Hey, I'm Don the Pleb, and I'm going to be standing in for the academic agent today to talk about California.
California is on the precipice of a crisis. This is the domestic immigration to and from Los Angeles County. People are flowing out of this county to nearly anywhere else, and very few are immigrating in from anywhere. San Francisco County is also flowing out to the rest of the country and only seems to be drawing from within the state. While the net migration per thousand looks, on the surface, relatively acceptable compared to the rest of the states, California has the highest population of the U.S. coming in at 39 million as of 2017, versus Wyoming's 575,000. So while Wyoming has the highest per capita net outward migration, California exported nearly the entire 2017 state of Wyoming every year since at least 2001. Of course, California's population has grown every year since 2001, and there's really only one explanation. We are importing more people than any other state in the Union, and becoming a sanctuary state in 2017 will only force this trend to accelerate, and that's only the beginning. We in California depend on Silicon Valley to support us financially. Either through corporate tax rates or income tax rates, the state needs these Silicon Valley firms to pump the coffers with lifeblood. Unfortunately for California, Silicon Valley isn't profitable. Nearly everywhere we look, these companies are posting no or low profits, all the while being valued at massive numbers when these companies IPO, and it doesn't look like we're stopping anytime soon. It seems counterintuitive that these companies have survived this long without making a profit, but the tech sector in California has a spectacular investment rate from a rather small number of donors. As long as this small number of investors has the money to give, these companies will be able to survive. These investors are taking on a high risk on the hopes that the tech industry pays off and becomes profitable, and few, if any, of these companies have hopes of being profitable in sight. A much healthier investment ratio with much lower risk can be found in Texas, who seems to have the other Silicon Valley in the U.S., which is forming near Austin and drawing heavily from California's talent pool. This overvaluation and low quantity of investors wishing upon a profit is exactly what happened in the dot-com bubble of 2000. As of 2018, we've surpassed the percentage of unprofitable tech companies going public every year. The dangers of this cannot be overstated. California, as an economy, is betting on a house of cards that must collapse at some point. These companies must make a profit for the first time in history, or the money will run out when the investors grow wary of a model that produces no profit, but consistently, quote, grows, just as they did in 2000. The situation is more dire than even this suggests. California has been living on debt financing for years. This is an independent debt tracker for state debts. California is always the high-end cap of state debt, and so we can just follow this number and find out what California's state debt is. This was the debt in 2016, 2017, 2018, and now 2019. California is spending like a valley girl with daddy's no-limit double platinum card and shows no signs of stopping anytime soon. Ironically, there's a less rosy picture of California's finances, and it comes directly from the California Policy Center. There is no way this kind of spending could be maintained without the other problems mentioned here. When the Silicon Valley bubble bursts, and it will, California will effectively be bankrupt, and this map will look more like this. And so California will be left with the question, who will build the roads? If we were being honest with ourselves, every single financial report for California would look like this.
Tonight at 11.
Doom!
I'm Don of the Two Plebs channel. If you enjoyed this video, please feel free to drop by and subscribe. My co-host and I talk about California falling apart every Friday. Thank you to the academic agent for letting me record this stand-in video for you. Now get out.